allowing us to come here this evening, it seems thoroughly appropriate that we should be representing the people of Bermondsey who live near Chambers Wharf at a debate, at an opportunity that you've heard a great, great deal about the environment tonight. Our story is somewhat different to what you've heard about the positive efforts of the council and other institutions in Southwark. We live in an area, a very peaceful, beautiful area, that Thames Water want to ruin, to blight our area for 7 years with a major industrial site at Chambers Wharf. Savior Riverside was founded a year ago when Thames Water bought the site at Chambers Wharf for £80 million. We became a preferred site in November 2011 for the building of the Thames Tunnel. Be of no mind, we live near the river, we live on the river, and we want the river to be clean, just like all Londoners. But Thames Water have thus far refused to listen to environmental and engineering alternatives to a tunnel which costs £4.1 billion, which is the dimensions of the Channel Tunnel, and which we as water ratepayers have to pay for in perpetuity on our water bills forever. We don't believe that Thames Water have to use Chambers Wharf. The impact and blight of 7 years of building, three of those years, 24 hours a day, on our local residents and our schools, particularly right on the access road, Riverside Primary School, one of the best in the country. The only access road to Chambers Wharf which they can use is right in front of the school. The dust and environmental pollution will be terrible. Even this evening, in this evening's Evening Standard, is an article about the fact that the children are already covered in dust because of the mismanagement of the site by Thames Water. They are anticipating up to 90 lorry movements a day down that street between the Dickens Estate, a highly residential area, and Riverside Primary School. There are alternatives. Drill, do not use drill from Abbey Mills, which is a site the Thames Water owns in East London, which is surrounded by derelict land and practically no housing and certainly no schools. Drill from Abbey Mills and run the tunnel direct to Battersea. It's 10 kilometers upstream or downstream, depending on which way they're going to drill. Bypass Chambers Wharf. They even suggested in phase one of their consultation that they would be willing to run from one site to another 9 kilometers. What is the difference? Thames Water engineers are deeply conservative. Don't look abroad where the Japanese and the Scandinavians have found engineering solutions which do not blight residential areas and ruin the opportunity for children to have a healthy life. Ofwat, the regulator, charged Thames Water to minimize the environmental, social, and financial impact on London. They have not done this. They are stuck in their particular solutions. They are not ours, and they fall very heavily at Chambers Wharf on the people of Bermondsey. They do not need a site in Southwark. Please let them know before the 10th of February, before the end of this consultation period. Have a look at our website, saveyourriverside.org. Don't let them do this to Southwark. It isn't necessary.
Question of the leader or relevant cabinet member.
What is the council going to do to oppose the use of Chambers Wharf by Thames Water in the next few months? These months are very important because Thames Water will make a decision by June, finally, on the sites that they wish to use.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you to you and the deputation for coming and making such an eloquent case on behalf of the Save Riverside campaign. As you know, the council has steadfastly opposed Thames Water's proposals throughout the whole consultation period, initially with Kingstairs Gardens, and we co-sponsored the Selborne Commission with other Riverside boroughs in recent months. In terms of our opposition to Chambers Wharf, we've made it very clear right from the outset that we didn't believe that Chambers Wharf was an acceptable alternative to Kingstairs Gardens, and we'll continue to make that case. In the next few days, I will be finalising a letter setting out the council's case to Thames Water, making it clear on a whole number of grounds that their decision to seek Chambers Wharf as a site isn't appropriate because of the environmental impact that you've spoken about, because of the whole principle of the tunnel in the first place, and also on a whole number of planning policy reasons, which I don't think Thames Water should be allowed to bypass just because in this case, as we anticipate, this is likely to be a planning application which is dealt with by the new Central Infrastructure Planning Unit, whatever it is eventually called. They should still have to abide by Southwark's planning guidance, which has been developed over a long period of time in consultation with the community, etc. But first and foremost, we're opposed to a tunnel anywhere in the north of the borough. We'll continue to be opposed to it, and we'll continue to make the case as strong as we can on your behalf in the coming weeks and months.
I have a list of members who have indicated they wish to ask a question. Councillor Paul Noblet.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you for the deputation coming along this evening. I think it's really important just for members to understand around the room as well that this is not NIMBYism. We hear a lot about that, but it's not. It's a real cross-section of the community who are represented as part of this group, and having been involved with Kingstairs Gardens campaign to some degree, although obviously Rotherhithe Council has led on it more than I did, and it's really important that Thames Water listen to your pleas, I think, here this evening. The question I'd like to ask, I think, is around some of those alternatives, just so we can better understand them, I think you went to the Cabinet meeting yesterday, so I'm sure the Cabinet members are aware, but it would be helpful for the rest of us. Just a bit more about this drilling alternative, because certainly when I was Cabinet member for regeneration in the previous administration, there were sites in Lewisham, just over the borough boundary from Surrey Docks Wharf, that were suggested, and it was always, well, the gaps are too big between the different sites and we can't possibly do it. Is it an engineering reason, do you think, or is it pure and simple, it will cost a bit more money and therefore Thames Water are trying to cut corners? You could try and help us understand a bit more.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to elaborate. The alternatives are engineering alternatives and environmental alternatives, which do not necessarily need to run the full cost of the tunnel. The tunnel which I mentioned cost £4.1 billion, and be of no mind, 75% of the year, that tunnel is empty. It is only full 4 days a year. What a colossal project they've hoodwinked the government with in this instance. The alternatives are as follows. They can drill from Abbey Mills, which was their selected site in the first phase of their consultation. They can run directly to Battersea. They can use hybrid tunnel boring machines because the tunnel must fall as it goes down the river, and therefore by the time it gets to Chambers Wharf, which is fairly far down, they're in a chalk layer. And therefore they argue that they need different tunnel boring machines, whereas there are many world and British and Scandinavian examples where hybrid tunnel boring machines have been used for different kinds of geological formations. Secondly, the Japanese built a similar size tunnel in Tokyo without touching a single residential land site by a docking mechanism under the river. It is perfectly possible to dismantle tunnel boring machines underground, under rivers. These are alternatives they haven't really looked at. Also, Councillor John mentioned the Selborne report, which we are absolutely delighted that Southwark supported from the very, very beginning. The short tunnel solution which Selborne recommends will come nowhere near Southwark. It need not. We are not one of the biggest polluting areas of the river at all. Greenwich is, but they can run the Greenwich Tunnel straight to Limehouse or straight to Abbey Mills. It does not have to come through Southwark. We therefore do not need to be either a reception site or a main drilling site. We find their engineers to be dreadfully conservative and out of date.
Councillor Anudal, summary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thanks ever so much, Rita, and the rest of you for that excellent description of the plans and the campaign so far. You've heard me make the joke before about you never quite expect as a ward councillor to become an expert in sewage tunnels and all the rest of it. And I don't pretend to understand as much as you do, and thank you for all the support you've given us as well. Just a very simple question. Is the Chambers Wharf site big enough for Thames Water?
Thank you, Councillor El-Samrai. No, the Chambers Wharf site is not big enough, which requires Thames Water to build a coffer dam in the river, a structure which will be in the river for 7 years. It's 50 metres wide. And from that coffer dam, they plan to work 24 hours a day, removing spoil from the site. The site isn't big enough for us. Kingstairs Gardens wasn't big enough, and Chambers Wharf is not big enough for them. Whereas they have a huge site in East London, their own site, which I mentioned, Abbey Mills, that's where the drilling belongs.
I'm so sorry, the time is up now.